He who has ears, let him hear. That is, in many ways, the Reformation cry. Hear the word of the Lord. And what are we to hear? That wisdom is justified by her deeds. But can we hear that cry on this campus? Do we hear that cry on this campus? Or do we declare by our lives that wisdom cannot do the very things she came to do? Eating, drinking, and dancing. On this campus, there are those who immerse themselves in the languages, love the church's practices, engage the culture, live in the freedom of the gospel. Looks like a glutton and a drunkard to me. I tell you, I can't believe how that student flaunts his freedom. Doesn't he know how bad it looks to all the baptized that he always has a beer in his hand? All that guy can talk about is Greek. Like he's drunk on it. I think he breathes, eats, and sleeps Greek. But where is Christ, I ask? Where is he in the midst of all that Greek? Or abstaining, singing dirges, and mourning. On this campus, there are those who speak and write theology so as to destroy unfaithful theological expression, embrace the church's culture and thwart the intrusion of alien cultures, seek to put to death those that engage in practices that hinder living as one conformed to Christ. Overdrinking, overeating, oversmoking. Looks like a demon, I tell you. He's just a theological killjoy, looking for the next opportunity to shoot down any idea that didn't emanate from the 16th century. He's always complaining that we don't sing enough Lutheran chorales, and he bemoans any modern tunes. You'd think she has no idea what freedom is. So I like to hunt, and I find guns fascinating. I have no intention of harming my fellow human being, but I do like being decked out in camouflage and waiting for that 12-point buck. For John came, neither eating nor drinking, and they say he has a demon. The Son of Man came eating and drinking, and they say, look at him, a glutton and a drunkard, a friend of tax collectors and sinners. Yet wisdom is justified by her deeds. Wisdom. The wisdom of God. The mind of God. The word of God. The Son of God. God came neither eating nor drinking. God came eating and drinking. These, contradictory as they may seem to this generation, are the deeds of God. They are the works of God in God's kingdom. So how can the Lord both abstain and eat at the same time? He can abstain from eating in peace in order that we might see the kingdom, see his wisdom, see him. And he can eat with joy in order that we might see the kingdom, see his wisdom, see him. For the kingdom of God is not a matter of eating and drinking, but of righteousness and peace and joy in the Holy Spirit. So whether you abstain from eating or eat, whether you rejoice in a Greek participle or uphold the church's culture over against the cultural threats of the world, whether you love the church's song in contemporary sound or rejoice in a good cigar, do it all to the glory of the Lord and see him. For this is the work of God, that you believe in him whom he has sent. He who has ears to hear, let him hear the Reformation cry. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.